Good afternoon, Dr. Thompson. First of all, I just want to say thank you for having this interview with us. And the first question is, in your presentation, you discovered the clinical trials in fungal disease. Could you give us a sneak peek into how those trials are evolving and the impacts they may have on current medical practice? And how do your findings, especially in relationship to isofungal and the ways of fungin, fit into this narrative?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. I think it's really helpful with the increasing number of patients we see each year with fungal diseases to have new options available. The majority of the new drugs are in phase 2 trials, so we really are looking forward to the results of phase 3 trials. But a lot of these drugs have new mechanisms of action, so resistance, hopefully we can find new treatment options for and really reduce the amount of side effects related to antifungal therapy.
Okay, thank you. And for the second question, your recent publications offer new insights into the treatment of fungal infections, notably with application of isovanconazole and the rizafungin. What have been the most significant findings from your research and the healthcare professions should be aware of? And how might these findings influence the treatment protocols for invasive fungal infections?
Another great question. So isavuconazole has been compared to really the standard of care in the treatment of aspergillosis, but has a lot fewer side effects compared to voriconazole. So that's a much safer option, the care of your patients. And then to move on to rezafungin in the treatment of invasive candidiasis, compared to caspofungin, it clears blood cultures more quickly and has really the same side effect profile. So I think both of those really have potential benefits compared to current options.
And for the third question, in one of your articles, you highlighted that the challenge associated with diagnosing tachydiomycosis due to its non-specific presentation and lack of clinical suspicion. How do you see the future of diagnostic for this fungal disease improving? And what role does clinical awareness play in the timely and accurate diagnosis?
Yeah, the diagnosis of coccidiomycosis is complicated because people don't often think about it. And if you don't think about it, you definitely can't diagnose it because the diagnostic tests we have are pretty good, but we really need to have them ordered to have a positive result. So it's really important when you see a patient to take a travel history, see if they've been exposed to some of these diseases, and then order the proper tests.
Okay, and for the last question, given your extensive work in invasive fungal infections, can you share your perspective on the broader implications of our research for global health? How do you envision the evaluation of antifungal agents and treatments approaches in the coming years, especially in the light of increasing drug resistance and the advent of next generation antifungals?
I think that as we travel more broadly across the world, more and more of our patients are traveling. That puts them at risk for an increasing number of different infections, which requires us to have a breadth of expertise we've not needed to have in the past. Improvements in both diagnosis and treatment are really of paramount importance to treat these agents correctly and get our patients better. But drug resistance is going to continue to be a problem, and really why we need all of these new antifungal agents in an attempt to get around this.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thompson.